Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Can I tell you something? Oh, I'm sorry.
Steiny and Guru along with Lucas Alexander trying to get my text line going here. What's up, Goo?
Nothing. I know it's a sports show, but we're family.
Sure.
And I just want to, just another PSA from the Goo. The most important relationships in society, Steiny, are based on what?
Based on getting over.
Like some of the best marriages, some of the best friendships. What word? I'm looking for one word.
Trust.
Evan, thank you. And if you don't have that, what do you really have? Because I'm going to say nothing. If you don't have the T word, what are you doing?
You're working toward earning that
and
trust.
I had to do something in the break that was embarrassing. But do you get where I'm going? Like, Evan, if you don't trust, get out of whatever you're in with that person.
Well, I need you to elaborate now on who and what kind of broke this trust.
Just some domestics, Goose, that happened, but...
And that's what life's about.
It is, but, Steiny, I don't like that.
Well, I think one of the mistakes that you make...
Okay, talk to me.
Well, trust must be constantly earned. You don't just...
I've never heard that.
You don't just get it, and then, woo, you have it forever. You got to keep working on it.
Are you saying one can lose it? Well, yeah, you can lose it.
You have different levels of trust.
But you never really get it back. Well, I'm not there yet.
I don't know where you're at.
Yeah, but I think you have a little bit because I had to...
Like,
you know.
How much do you now trust Jimmy Butler?
Hey, look. Listen, this, and my guy Sheed from Warriors World hit me on Twitter, Steiny, and he goes, "Goo, you sounded like Steiny with the Butler hate." It's not hate. I just specified and broke it down to game 4 and 5. I'm going to die on that hill. I still love Jimmy, but I'm just watching him in his offseason with the videos that he shared.
It bothers you, doesn't it?
No, nothing. It's just, it's strange. Cameo. Strange.
It's actually not that strange when NBA players, when their season comes to an end, typically they'll go on vacation.
Right. But when people are trying to make it out that because I made a comment about game 4 and 5 in the shot production, that I'm judging everything about Jimmy, and I'm not. He's ours. Stop. No, he's ours.
If I would give up on Anthony Edwards like you've given up on Jimmy Butler, I would have a new team.
No, I have not given up on Jimmy.
By the way, I think the Thunder are going to be my new favorite team.
Well, I told you this. Evan, tell me if I'm wrong. They remind me of the 14-15 Warriors, and I got there, and I'm admitting, telling on myself, without the most important nugget. They're all homegrown. OKC. Okay, but you know what? That's Iggy.
Hartenstein.
He kind of is their Iguodala.
Hey,
although,
guys.
If we're being honest.
You know what I mean. They're homegrown and drafted the core. And it's like, wow. But I'm all in on Butler. But Anthony Edwards, Steiny, this is not over. But 2 shots, even if you think you're playing the right way, that's fine. But the offense wasn't the problem. They couldn't stop OKC. But I'm going to ask you this about your boy Finch. If they're doubling, triple teaming Ant, I would do that from the first minute of the game with Shea just to make somebody else on OKC.
I'll let him know.
No, really.
No, yeah.
Call him. Let's do a conference call. for him to get 30 shot attempts and he only made 13 is phenomenal. No, do the same thing they're doing to Ant.
Yeah, they lost by 2.
Oh, man, they got it, man.
That was a great game.
That hey, we text.
Was a good game.
We had a personal thread going. We have one, Evan and I.
Mm-hmm.
You jealous?
Not really.
Yeah, and
I wasn't really on the threads this weekend, if you noticed.
Well,
we didn't.
Well, I didn't need you yesterday, but I'll just tell you, it was high level hoops, and hopefully we get that tonight. Because let me tell you something, the season's about to be over.
Hey, by the way, here's a victory lap for me. You ready?
We'll determine if it is.
Finally, 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 a coach executed something that I've been begging for well over a decade.
I don't know if this is a lap yet, but go ahead.
I've always said this, the whole hack a Shaq, hack Steven Adams, you know,
I hate it.
Rick Carlisle finally did it. He finally did what I've been promoting. You foul a bad foul shooter when you're leading, not when you're back, not when you're down 9. He starts fouling that guy from the Knicks who can't make a free throw. It was game 2, and they're up about 8, and he starts fouling Robinson. And I'm thinking, that's the way you do it. Well, why, Steiny? Why would you foul when you're up? You know why you foul when you're up with a guy like that?
Yeah.
Is because when you foul like that, with a guy like that, they can't make a run.
Wow.
They cannot make a run. They can't beat you from 3, and chances are they're going to get 1 point a possession.
So this was game 2, obviously. Yeah.
All right. Game 2. Mm. I'm telling you, these coaches should be using the hack a Shaq when they're up.
What about this? Evan, does that constitute a victory lap?
Well, because Carlisle did it in game 2.
Well, but to be fair, you've been harboring this idea for some time. This is actually the first time I've heard of it. So for you to take a victory lap on something that you've internalized,
yeah,
I don't really know that's a lap.
You kind of didn't blow it up enough because I was like, when did he say it last year?
I've said it for the last decade. In fact, with Shaq, I used to always think, why don't they foul when they're up against the Lakers? You keep the ball out of Kobe's hands.
Yeah. Kobe!
Shaq makes 1 of 2. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jackie. Jackie's in Palo Alto.
Hey.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
Hey. I think you guys are asking the wrong question.
Oh.
I don't think there's anybody who doesn't want to play with Steph, okay? Well, look, play with me for a second.
Yeah.
The phone rings. Giannis picks up. Hey, man, I got to deal with the Warriors. Oh, yeah, really? Cool. So I get to play with Steph? Yeah, you get to play with Steph. That's cool. And, of course, Draymond, man, he'll help me. Yeah, he won't be there. Oh, well, Jimmy. Jimmy's great. I'll have Jimmy. Yeah, he won't be there either. And, what? Okay, what about this new kid, this Kuminga kid? He's kind of new, but I hear good things. Yeah, he's not going to be there either. Now what do we do?
Well, Guru says you still do it.
And Jackie, don't put Steiny and I just, you know, for specifics. I'm with you. I think people want to play with Steph. That's Steiny saying he doesn't know.
Well, playing with Steph is one thing, but you think Giannis wants to be part of a rebuilding process?
Oh, no, not at all. That would, no way. How could that be?
Well, they'd be on the verge of rebuilding.
Oh, come on.
According to Jackie, right?
Yeah.
Jackie.
Yeah, who do they got?
But, see, hey, that's a great question now, Jackie, but I think you're underselling Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy. If they made a move like this, this is what they get paid for. They're not going to run out chop liver on the rest of the 3 spots to go with Giannis and Steph, because then that kind of goes against why you made the move.
Well, who do you have left? How are you going to get anybody?
That's out of his pay. This is when you usually say that's beyond my pay grade.
Well, I'm about to take a test with Myers, so I might be gone, but I better start now. But I'm just saying, Steiny, I don't have those answers.
Pods.
Yeah, Pods. Who else we got, Steiny?
Moses.
Post. Moses.
Yeah. Order the rings.
And who's the guy that missed all the bunnies against the Rockets in the playoffs?
Oh,
from Santa Cruz.
Braxton Keys.
Oh, Pat Spencer?
No, hey, we got Spencer too. Just trust.
I guess. If you say so. If you say so.
Perhaps.
Can you, just real quick, Stan, I know we're doing a show. Can you apologize to the people at the Domino Party for not showing up? Because I did too much building it up, but you gave me the Steiny signal. Can you just say, you know what? I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah, you do. No, that's all, Steiny. That. Yeah.
People were waiting on you like you were Obama. And I didn't understand it. But can you say sorry into the mic?
Yeah, sure.
Because you kind of led me on like you were coming.
I was absolutely planning on coming, but
things happened.
I got back from golf at about 2:30, and I was thinking, you know what?
Well, that's late.
I know. And I was thinking, you know what? I think I can make a run over to San Leandro. I was in Oakland.
Yeah.
I made a big mistake, though. I laid down.
That's like Ed Edwards did last night.
I laid down.
That's a wrap.
I laid down. I rolled over. It was 4:04. And I was thinking, yeah, I can't. I couldn't.
I got you.
Yeah, I wanted to.
It was a lack of grit.
And I was just Florio the whole day. Hey, if that's Steiny, he'll show if he shows.
Jim D saying Steiny wasn't going from the jump. That's actually not true.
That is out there. I'm hearing a lot out there.
I can't prove you wrong, but I'm telling you, I talked to some family members. I was thinking, hey, you know what? Sunday I may go to this party in San Leandro.
Should have brought the kids.
Yeah.
I only have one at home.
Only one, huh?
Yeah. Right now, yes. 415 here on the text line. Goose sounds delusional. I don't disagree with you.
So, just real quick, I'm the only part of, let's say Willard and Dibbs come in here 148. Am I the only Warrior fan, and I think Evan's on my team, saying I would like the Warriors to explore all possibilities? No, everybody's on the table, not named Steph for Giannis, and we'll deal with the aftermath. Shout out Dr. Dre. All right, is that so ludicrous? Do you think I'm the only sole person in the Bay that is not behind this move? Malcolm X by any means necessary?
No, I don't think you're the only one.
Would you say more than half the fan base or more? I think 90% are like, go get it done. We'll deal with the rest.
I mean, it does feel like a move that if it's on the slight chance it's out there, you have to do it, right?
They called for LeBron.
They're trying to get Durant.
No, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it. I'm just not sure that what you'll have this year resembles a championship team. That's all.
Well, I'll say this.
And I'm sorry. You know, I just watched Draymond. I watched Butler. I watched, Curry and those guys go 23-8, and then they won a ride. I don't know that they'll be that much better with Giannis.
I was just going to say
they won 48 games.
Yeah. But the reality was they were not a playoff team as is coming out of training camp last year with the 12-13-man rotation before our guy went down. So, Sonny, the reality is you had to go make a blockbuster trade to get to the playoffs and barely avoid the play-in. So for you to say, you know, I don't know what that team – that's what you were up until you pulled the switch on this deal for Butler. And how did that work out? So now if you're able to exchange and do something again, if you get frisky and swap Butler or whoever for Giannis, oh, my gosh.
But let's not forget the trade for Jimmy Butler – was at a discount.
No doubt about
because he was a pain in the ass Miami.
No doubt about it.
And Giannis is going to cost you significantly more. Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming live to you from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. 650 on the text line. I'm with you, Goo. If you get him, they will come.
Oh,
role players,
oh man, great.
Role players will take less to come play with those guys.
That's a great point. And then, let me piggyback off of this real quick.
Will they?
You just said they got a they got Butler for a come up. That's a discount in the streets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think Joe Lacob could look at that like, you know what? I pulled Jimmy Butler off and it was kind of basketball inexpensive. That would almost make me go all in and some for Giannis. Just knowing that I didn't do it for Butler. Just think about it.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
It was minimal.
You're going to have to. You're going to have to give up a lot for Giannis.
I think he's worth it.
And interestingly,
talk to him.
It wasn't long ago that you thought you'd rather have Butler than Giannis. But then Butler only took 20 shots in two games.
That's not the whole Butler story. It's just recency bias.
Listen, of course, if you can get Giannis, I think you got to go get him.
No doubt.
But I'm just saying, to me, if you go get Giannis, what you're saying is we got to build around him, and that's going to take 3 or 4 years. Like, I don't think you're built around him right now.
But it's easy for anybody to say that because we don't know what the fallout and who's going to fill out the roster.
You're right. But I can't see big boys filling out the roster.
Well, how many would you need after Stephens did? You need help. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to bring up this name because he's damaged goods and he'd follow Giannis. But the Middletons of the world, guys that are kind of, you know, Tim Hardaway Jr. I'm just throwing names. Dorian Finney-Smith. Those are the type of guy.
Yeah,
how did the Clippers do, even though they didn't go far in the offs? And they had basically Harden, Kawhi, and then they had great guys, role players.
Would you agree, Stoney, that they'd at least be closer than they were this year?
I'm saying healthy.
I mean, you saw that one of the reasons why Draymond and Jimmy couldn't get it done is because they're too old or they've got worn down.
That's great.
Seriously, you don't think they'd be closer at all to a championship with Giannis as opposed to the big three right now?
Honestly, it's hard for me to say. I'm not.
Well, I'd like for you to decide.
But you, yeah.
Okay, so the way I'm looking at it is you have Giannis and Steph, pretty much, and we'll build around them or we'll tinker around them.
Yeah. And you got Giannis for the for your future. Don't forget that part.
No, I just mean next year, next season.
Come on, man. Great.
Mike Dunleavy said they're 90% focused on next season.
Come on, Steiny.
You don't think that they would be any closer to a title than they are right now?
I need to know who's gone. I assume Butler's gone.
Butler and Draymond are replaced by Giannis.
And Kuminga's not here either, right?
Well, he didn't play anyways.
Yeah. Come on, Steiny.
Come on, what?
You got to understand the answer to that question he's posing to you is yes.
Not an inch closer.
Well, in mind, you all were saying this team was a Western Conference final team, maybe an NBA final
team.
And
we might have been right. Hey, Kurt, Curry remained upright.
Okay, so Curry remains upright, and you're a Western Conference finals team this year. I don't know that they could be a Western Conference finals team next year, just starting with Steph and Giannis.
Okay, I'll say to that, though. Evan, he still didn't give you an answer. I'll say this to that. I have now seen, if I'm Joe Lacob and Mike D, what we look like without Steph in the playoff series. And to me, that's nothing to write home about. So if that were to ever happen again, it's like Allstate. I want to be in better hands. And I think a young Giannis, with what he's able to do.
He's not young.
Well, he's 30.
Ben, he's been in the league 12 years.
Oh, whatever you want to dub him because he's 30, shout out Steph. Steiny, the line's going to be around the corner, and you understand why, right? For Shams to say, I just think he was talking about Giannis in that statement. I think we got the sound. But him saying this is supposed to be the biggest offseason ever, 97% of that is Giannis. And the Cooper Flag draft, who we know where he's going.
925, if the Warriors get Giannis, you're basically the West's version of the Milwaukee Bucks. That's a text.
But who's Steph on the Bucks? They don't have one.
Well, they had Damian Lillard.
Well, okay, he went down.
Right.
And he's... look, I love Dame, but Dame Curry's ability to play off the ball too, in all ways, Stoney, is different than Dame. So I ain't gonna put no shade on Dame's name, but Dame ain't Steph.
I mean, I guess what's given me pause is I just don't think it's that realistic in the first place. I just don't.
Well, Joe Lacob called LeBron, was that realistic?
No, it wasn't.
But what if they would have said yes?
But they,
we would have been blown away when the breaking sounder hit, right? I'm just saying from a Joe Lacob perspective, this is way more realistic, it sounds like, than that call to LeBron.
Why would you say that? Like, are you really because he was in text? He was in town for a Google concert?
No, not just that, Stoney. I think they like each other's game. They like each other, and they would love to play together. That's, I could be totally wrong, man.
And
I just think there's something there, man.
But, like, what? There's got to be more than just a hunch.
Well, KD and, remember back in the day, KD and Kyrie were in a hallway here at the Oracle. And people were wondering what they were talking about doing, all, you know, getting together. And they played together years later. So I'm just saying, I don't know, but I think that there's something to it. And it's kind of exciting until we find out.
Why wouldn't you want to go to San Antonio? Let's just say, hypothetically, they have.
I don't have that answer.
They have more to give to the Bucks in terms of youth and players that may be significant players down the line.
So where do we draw the line? Because the reason you brought that up, I think of Janet Jackson, the control element. Who's in control? The Bucks on what they get back, or the old adage that we hear, you want to do right by Giannis. And if Giannis said, I want to go to Golden State, make that happen, does that sound like something that Milwaukee would take heed to? Like, okay, he only won. Yeah, we got a better package over here, but Giannis, you brought us the chip.
I guess what I'm saying is, so there's 31 teams. Yeah. Giannis, you can go anywhere you want. I want to go to Golden State. Like, that's what I just don't.
I think that has to be in play for us to get him.
You're right. It has to be in play. And I would just be surprised when I'm looking at a list, when I'm looking at NBA teams and where everybody's at right now. I don't think the Warriors are tops on anybody's list that wants to win a title. And I also do think Giannis is the type of guy that would say, if he says, you know what, yeah, I wouldn't mind playing with the Warriors, but I don't want to get there and it just be me and Steph, because we need more players. Have you seen the Western Conference? Have you seen Oklahoma City and how deep they are and like how good their young stars are?
Well, without Giannis, The team that they're playing right now in the Western Conference Finals, the Thunder, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they were down 0-1 to this Warrior team without Giannis. So you do wonder, had Steph not got hurt, Donnie, what you had already looked like, you, who knows?
Right, so there's a danger you could get Giannis and be worse if you consider this team a Western Conference Finals team if Curry stays healthy. And I'm not even saying you're wrong. I absolutely think the Warriors could have beaten the Timberwolves with Steph Curry healthy. But then you're saying you're a Western Conference Finals team, and at that point, maybe you do feel like you want to run it back. Mm. The other thing I think, too, is I think these guys want to stay in the East. Like a guy like Giannis. So. Yeah. I just do. I could be wrong, but we'll see. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Would you just go all in for Giannis? That's the question. And you're going all in for Steph Curry. So to me, I guess going to acquire Giannis would be going all in for Steph Curry. I'm just not convinced that Steph and Giannis and a team that's been decimated in terms of who's gone, I'm not sure that guarantees anything next year. But let me be clear. The reason I would probably do it,
there we go,
is because this is the reason I would do it. I don't think you are going to be able to get a superstar in here after Steph's gone. So if you get Giannis in here now, and he plays with Steph for another 2 or 3 years, well, at least you're sitting with Giannis for another 3 or 4 right. years after Steph leaves, right. and maybe you could build around it that way. Right. But I guess what I'm saying is Steph and Giannis themselves, and then we'll figure it out from there. I don't see it next year, like being a championship team, but I could be wrong. 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up today at 4 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the New York Liberty, and you can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they're on the call.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
The insanity of that. I hear you, and it hurts me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, the Spurs have the number 2 pick in the draft.
Yeah, but is Cooper Flagg then who? You know what I mean?
Ron Harper's kid.
And that's the problem.
People say he might be better.
What did I tell you? Thank you, Evan. What did I say? Cooper Flagg is the best American-born prospect since, one, Kevin Durantula. Think about that.
We'll see.
If I were to give you and Evan some trivia real quick here. Hey, forget everything I was just saying. Okay. This is why we need to get buttoned up. And this is why Evan gets frustrated with this. You had a beautiful tease. And you said, I want to give this said player an award. And I'm going to tell you on the other side. And you hadn't said it.
I don't even know what to say.
I did forget.
Who is this person?
Lauren Thompson is paying $1.99 for a super chat. Jonathan Kuminga equals no rings. All right, thank you. Lauren, appreciate it.
You don't have to read everything.
Especially $1.99.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive. If it's going to disrupt what we're discussing, which is you revealing your awesome award that I actually think is a good idea.
Oh, Evan knows
who's
it
is. You don't
have
to read it.
Okay, here's my idea. Once he retires, the NBA should announce a Russell Westbrook Award, and it would go to the player who plays the hardest over the course of a year in the NBA. It should be named the Russell Westbrook Award, and it's given to the hardest working player in the NBA.
I want to know, because that's fascinating. It's fabulous. I like it. It says so much about who he is and how he plays. When did you think of it?
When I was watching something over the weekend, and they had a highlight of him stealing the ball and then making a layup on the other end.
Can I tell you, and I'm being real, mm-hmm. as much as I criticize this individual, who I'd give that award to this past season?
Pods.
Nope. Pods' teammate.
Who?
Draymond Green.
Oh, my God.
No. He leaves it all out there until I mean, come on, man.
Talk about
you oughta.
No, hey, for coming. He's top 3 finalists for DPOY.
That's not.
But how?
No.
When are we going to
just missing the essence of the award.
No, not to me. When he's out there.
So you're going to give it.
I didn't
say
he's perfect.
You're going to give it to the guy who's on record is saying he has trouble getting up for games in March.
Those are words.
Seriously.
But what have we watched? He even said it, Steiny. We've been playing the playoffs since February. It's my award.
No, it's not. It's mine.
He gets my vote.
How do you gauge the effort for it, Steiny?
And that's what
the
I'm
eye
saying.
Test.
Yeah, and Dre gives me that when he's on.
Right, right. But it's an award for consistently playing hard over the course of an entire season. Not, oh, hey, Friday I'm going to get up. Wow. And Tuesday when Charlotte's in town, I'm out.
Who do you think it was supposed to be, Steiny? Or should be?
This year?
He didn't
yeah,
give
like,
it
who's
yet.
The
I was about
2024-25
yeah,
Russell
who would
Westbrook
you give it
award?
To?
On the Warriors.
Does it have to be on the Warriors?
Well, give us both.
Let me take a call first, because I just thought of the award. I haven't been thinking of the winners yet.
I actually think it's pretty obvious.
I think he just said it, too.
Pods?
No, it's Curry. That's kind of the issue.
Oh. I had Pods. Break it down real quick, Evan.
Seriously. Like, he played the most minutes on the team.
Okay, I got you.
He plays the hardest.
Not results. Because I was going pre-Jimmy.
Yeah, that's also part of the issue.
Man.
You can't have your hardest working player be 37.
He's got a case.
He's not winning the Russell Westbrook Award, if I have anything to do with it.
Listen,
for example,
37 minutes.
A guy like Derek White would probably be in the running. Let's see who else.
By the way, Westbrook's also 37.
Yeah.
Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Lee.
Yeah. See, Leroy, take Guru to school, please. Thank you.
What up, Lee?
Oh.
He just hung up.
Oh.
Leroy.
He's gone.
God. Leroy.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
Let's go to Scott Marin. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, you know, I was thinking, you know, this Giannis thing is a nice fantasy, but I'm still racking my brain to figure out why would Milwaukee want the players that the Warriors have that would make the deal happen? I mean, yeah. It makes no sense to me. I mean, you always got to look at it from the other side, and, you know, and I think as constituted, they would definitely be better next year with what they have now than having Giannis and just decimating their defense and everything. So, I mean, it's the only thing you do it is if it's for the future. It's not, I don't think you're going to be better. And it's not happening anyway. I just don't see Milwaukee. Why do Milwaukee wants Draymond and Butler? I don't think so. You know, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, no, hey, you are right. Yeah. I kind of just put the caveat that Giannis would tell them, Milwaukee, I want to go to Golden State. So Milwaukee would be like, oh, hell, we got to take this, but we will. Because you've done right by us. So I kind of get what you're saying, though.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yeah, no, thank you for...
So what place are we in then if it comes down to the package? You know, what can you put together to get them? Right now, Golden State probably would be last then, right? If we're talking about the... But, dude, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Kuminga and some first-round picks? I get... Dude, go to San Antonio. You can... That's not chopped liver.
Why would the Bucks want two players 36 years old?
If they want to really start over and ride it out and Dre is done, trade Jimmy, get something for him and really start over and hit the reset?
You'd be able to reset your books in a year.
Man.
Two.
No, after next season.
Yeah, that would be this upcoming season and then after the next one. You know, just... Or you could... like here would be four guys up for the, and this is a great one from the 415. It would be the Hustle Westbrook Award.
That
not Russell that, Westbrook Award.
Thank you.
I love it.
Damn.
I love it. Bobby Portis. If he's not, you know, if he doesn't get suspended, relax. He plays hard when he's not suspended.
Got to play 65 games. Got to qualify.
Bam Adebayo. He could win that award. Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon plays hard. See, now Michael Porter Jr. wouldn't get the award.
Right.
Yeah, I do have Caruso in there.
Hey, Matt. Yeah.
Anybody on the Thunder after watching last night would be eligible for that award.
Maybe Lou Dort.
Now, the Dortcher chamber is what really was bothering Ant. That dude is strong, Steiny.
See, now this is a super chat you could read, Steiny.
What do we got?
Let me see.
Oh, that's a great one.
Our guy, Jimmy Mullins.
This is
Jimmy
great.
Who wins the 95-7 The Game's Hustle Westbrook Award?
I'm nice.
Now, it's not when you're here. It's what you do when you're here.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the side hustles don't count. That's the one thing. Side hustles don't count.
I was thinking, what verbiage would I use to talk about the stuff outside of here? Side hustle.
You have to...
contract work.
You have to do all your work in here.
Yeah, I'm giving it to Dibs. Both Joes could get it in the morning.
Oh, God.
I guess Willer could get you. All you guys get it from me.
It wouldn't be one of the hosts.
Wow. Look at Evan.
Of which you're one.
It would be probably like Lucas.
Okay. Give me a break.
It's here at 12.
It's not about...
Nah,
it's not about cosmetics and synthetics.
Dude, he's here from like 8 to 8.
The boss is here at like 5 or 6. I'm going to give it to the boss.
Of course you are.
Now, what's that insinuating?
Means
we got a meeting coming up in 2 days.
Yeah, it means why don't you put an apple on his desk as long as you're at it.
Oh, God. I don't like those people. Has an apple really worked? I would know.
I don't, Pat's in Foster City. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Good. Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, sure. great question about hardest working guy. And, you know, I guess when I first heard you say that, the guy came to my mind in the NBA, and there's a lot of others, was Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
That was a guy I thought that was always like 110% every game. You know, seemed like he brought it all the time. But the other thing, other reason I was calling, I thought it was a great article in the Chronicle today by Sam Gordon. And I don't, in terms of the Warrior needs and priorities, that was very well written. And he talked about a lot of players, or not a lot, but a few that the Warriors could go after. And I was curious to know what your guys' take is, because it seems like everybody thinks that, and I agree, that they need a big and they also need a guard that can play kind of two way. And I'm wondering, you know, with limited resources, you know, should they put more money and effort into trying to really upgrade a guard, the two-way guard, or should they put that money into the center position? They need both.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they're going to, you know, where do you put that? Because one thing I hadn't even thought about was this, was bringing back Melton, which I guess is an unrestricted free agent. And they started so well with him, and he's such a good two-way player. I thought that seemed to be really creative, and I kind of like the idea of bringing back a Bogut lookalike in Lopez, even though he's old, you know, for a year or two. You know, I think he could play some defense and smart player, and it could give you 25 minutes of good basketball. But I appreciate your guys' take on that.
No, appreciate the call. What do you think about that, Gil?
Melton, he hurt us so much, Donnie, because it looked like it was going to be a good pick and it was going to work. But just an older guy with the injury history, I'm kind of out on, and I'd like somebody longer and stronger than Melton, you know. If I could get, and Lopez, if he's on the block and I'm turning around to shoot, he can block it. But Steiner, he's a cone on defense when you get him out in space. And I think that has gone a long way for Milwaukee to fall off defensively. So he wouldn't be ideal for me. But both of those spots need some attention.
Our main man Carter put some free agents on the board. James Harden. I thought he just signed something.
He's not going anywhere.
LeBron.
He's not going
anywhere.
Why
don't you just get LeBron up? LeBron, I don't know.
There was some news earlier today from Shams Charania that LeBron is expected to opt in.
Oh, really?
To his $52.9 million extension.
Well, he always opts out.
Oh, well.
This is probably the first time he's opted in a while, right?
Doesn't yeah, likely to opt into his $53 million player option.
53 M's.
Evan, thanks for bringing up Shams Charania, because people might not want to know what we're talking about. And Shams Charania of ESPN had this to say over the weekend about free agency, which starts in early July. But take a listen to what he said. He expects this offseason in the NBA.
This is the most, I think, anticipation team executives have had over an offseason. I think this is going to be the craziest offseason of all, of wow. I don't want to say all time. We just came off a trade deadline. We just came off a trade deadline that I think it was the craziest of all time. I think this offseason might be the most craziest ever. What you have right now is you have the parity
English
in the league.
Sucks.
It's so thin right now. Like, as far as the thin line of where you can win a championship or you might be falling into the lottery. And I think the ability to go out there and improve your team and get there to championship level, I think that's on the minds of everyone around the league. So how can you elevate your team?
Did somebody say something about English?
Well, because...
Right, he said most craziest.
Yeah. There was also a slip at the beginning.
Yeah, I heard
really
it.
What you meant to say, Shams, was this will be the craziest offseason of all time.
Man, I'm looking at the list. It's not even LeBron, Fred VanVleet, Kyrie, Hard, Middleton, Randall, Collins, Brooke Lopez, Capella. What if the Warriors somehow could get Capella with just not getting Giannis? I mean, man, a guy that can rebound, alter shots, block them.
Ooh.
I just don't think Capella's a difference, man.
Well, he hasn't been because he hadn't been playing meaningful basketball. But for him to Malcolm Brogdon, Steiny, Miles Turner, Tim Hardaway Jr., why would Shams say that? Because to me, it was, and Giannis is not a free agent, but there's going to be movement with him. I really think he's out.
Think so.
And that's why I think he said, you know, this is going to be the biggest offseason in a while.
Miles Turner's an interesting name.
But why would Indiana say night-night to him?
Because they're
on the verge of maybe going to the finals.
They gotta pay people. Like, they have a lot of guys to pay.
Steven Adams? I mean, if anybody should be high on Adams right now, you think it would be the Warrior fans, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do they need? What
size.
They need size. They need size more than everything. More than a legitimate wing.
Well, you need both, but I think you need a size.
Yeah, I think they need a point guard.
What about Pods? Or are you saying he's not overexposed? You need to take some minutes away from him
because
he
Pods
would get my Westbrook award. I was thinking about that. He would get it.
I don't think he's good enough at point guard. I'd like to have him be the third guard,
all right,
coming off the bench. But
does that make him untouchable?
Who?
If you're thinking, we've heard allegedly that Pods is untouchable, but I got to believe if that was a way, you know, he was in the deal to get Giannis, they're not even blinking their eye. But for you to say, I would like him to be the third guard, but
yeah,
the ownership is saying he's untouchable, there's a gap there.
I don't think. Pods is not untouchable. How can Pods be untouchable? I mean, seriously. I think...
This is crazy.
Yeah.
We got some sound from him coming up.
From who?
Jay Williams.
Well, you know what? I'll tease that for the other side.
Because I just wonder what's going on and if it's an issue.
Hey, by the way, we never got around to something last week.
The list is probably from here to Europe, but what's on it?
You wanted to give some kind of grand statement
on the plight of
sports right now.
And I did in that old rant that I went on, Evan wasn't here for, where I talked about everything that, you know, but we got 154 hitters in Major League Baseball batting fourth or fifth. Our standards are, they're just, we don't care about anything anymore.
I thought it was mostly about life. I didn't know.
I intertwined the two.
I didn't know you were talking about
But I'm here for you. And that's what life's about.
Couple other things.
Andre Drummond. He's a free agent.
I mean, is that where we're at?
I would pick him up from there. If you want rebounds and size, you can't get Will Chamberlain's tiny. I'm just saying, it wouldn't cost you an arm and a leg. I'd go pick him up from SFO.
A real GM would go pick up Dwight Howard.
That's my L of the year. Oh, my. That's not me, people. That's somebody that called in. Dwight about to go to the Hall of Fame.
Andre Drummond. Yeah, he was hurt half the year. 7.8 rebounds.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I think they need a guard more than anything
else. And they need what might be going out the window is out the other direction in regard to what happens with, I wasn't going to say his name today, Kuminga. They need a guy just built just like that to come in, and it'll be just kind of crazy if he goes elsewhere.
Let me ask Evan this.
Yeah.
Why do you think
what? Sorry.
Whoa. The trouble in paradise. Whoa. I think he meant you have a host.
Respectively.
Why, yeah. Why? Well, I know how you feel about this. So I'm gonna, why do you think Shams thinks it's going to be
that was
the most active free agency in
forever.
A long, long, long time?
That was strong.
Because he's on the McAfee show and he's got to say something. I mean, seriously, this is also his first offseason, or maybe it's his second offseason without Woj, like where he's the primary newsbreaker. So maybe he's trying to do it up. Like, okay, is this a bigger offseason than when the Nets were able to unite Durant, Harden, and Irving?
No.
Like, seriously.
I got you.
That was a massive offseason. Is this bigger than the offseason in which LeBron James went from Cleveland to Miami?
You're preaching.
Like, not even close. So to say it's the biggest offseason ever, I believe there's anticipation. I believe there's a lot of talent that's going to move. The Warriors might be able to get in on it. But to qualify it as the craziest offseason ever, like, what are we doing?
Mm. Well, I think they're probably, well, it's, I mean.
If you look at the list, you are very valid in what you're saying.
I didn't get through the, you know, Josh Giddey.
Mm.
I actually think Josh Giddey would be a good little find here for the Warriors.
He start playing the last month of the season.
They got to have another ball handler.
Julius Randle, Steiny, he's a free agent.
He's got a player option at $30 million.
Oh, he ain't going nowhere.
Well, if he can get more money, why wouldn't he just opt out?
Yeah,
but hadn't he found a home? Well, you got to score more than 5 points, but.
Well, he made 33 last year. He's making 30 this year. He can opt out and become a free agent. Maybe get, three or four more years. That's what our very own Draymond Green did. Don't forget. He parlayed the last year of his deal into a four-year contract.
You like Nagu?
Who?
Nikhil.
Oh, Shea's cousin.
Alexander Walker.
Man, he had a great game last night. I do like him. What's his ticket price?
Probably not that much.
I do like him.
What about Naz Reid?
There's something about him, Steiny.
Good or bad?
Both. But, man, what? I would love him in a Warrior. I ain't going to front. I would love Naz Reid in a Warrior uniform.
Alexander Walker makes $4 million this year. Well, and he's a free agent.
Oh, my.
So he may jump up to mid-level.
Man, come
mid-level
on.
Mid-level type.
Oh, man.
Mid-level
That's
type.
That's a steal of. Minnesota's getting. And I'm not just overreacting to his games, Dad. He's always been a player.
He helped him this year. There's no doubt about it.
Would you take him over Pods?
That's a good question. I'm off the top of my head, I'm thinking yes, because he defends. But let me see. Yeah, probably. I'm probably taking him over Pods. Mm. What about you?
Pods can dunk. I keep getting hate. Like I know him.
He can too. Alexander Walker can also dunk.
Steiny, I was taking that out of context. I'm just telling you, what Pods does, they don't have a replacement for right now. And Alexander is a different type of player, but he wouldn't come in here and run the show. And I don't know why. Is that why Pods get so much hate sometimes? But you and Evan did not like me giving the Russell Westbrook Award to him, and I think that's what he exemplifies. Like, every time he's out, would you be offended if he got that award? You understand how I could say Pods got the Hustle Westbrook Award. That's what he is.
Not for the whole league. I wouldn't put him there. Right. We're just having some fun. Yeah. We're just having some fun. I think the NBA should, after he retires, come up with a Russell Westbrook Award. It'd be called the Hustle Westbrook Award.
And you
give it away each year to the player who plays the hardest in the NBA.
Yeah.
Who plays harder than anybody else in the NBA, they win the award.
And real quick, Evan, I thought you were playing, I thought you said Eric Gordon. And I was like, Snotty's trolling.
No, Aaron.
But, oh, my God, he should get, like, now I'm like, let me go deliver it to him. Like, no, that's what he does.
I do have a different version of this award that I want to run by you guys on the other side.
I can't wait.
It's a slight variation, but very different answer.
I think I know where he's going to be going with that. And I think it might be a little mean-spirited.
We never gave grades for the Warriors either.
We got Jay Williams sound.
Oh, God.
Jay Williams called
out. You wrote this for him, huh?
Jay Williams called out Daryl the Guru Johnson over the weekend.
Oh, man.
Up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Lucky California.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.